Greetings.
Greetings and farewell.
And farewell. Goodbye. See you later.
Yes. Catch you next time.
Bye. We've had enough.
That's it.
I've had enough.
Ladu quits.
I haven't quit. Kind of. I'm so tired, guys. No, we haven't explained anything. Look, this episode, welcome. Hello, yes, welcome. Well, I'm going to start. This is what I'm going to say. Hello and welcome to episode 32.
Yes.
This was going to be a full episode because we were like, yes, we have so much to do. And now I can't. Physically, mentally, keep doing this because I'm shambles brain and need to stop.
If you haven't picked that up from the dialogue thus far.
Yeah, it's been hard.
Who would have thought having a baby would be difficult?
Look, when we were talking about like coming back this year.
Yeah.
And we were planning out, we were originally planning to do three full eps. Three. And then like, you know, I said to Darrow, I was like, the last month, I think I need nothing because I'm probably not going to be able to do anything. I'm going to be mentally fried and like, I'll just need to stop. And it's happened sooner than I thought.
Yes.
But it has happened. But yeah. So apologies if you were expecting another full episode. It's not going to be a full episode. We're basically just going to give you a quick update, probably some misery, and a little AI reading as a treat because we're hopefully going to do a few of them. But now, you know, we're quitting for the foreseeable future.
Temporarily quitting.
Temporarily hiatusing.
Yeah. Quiet quitting episode, doing the bare minimum. Swipey, swipey notes.
Quiet quitting. It's not quiet at all.
Yeah, true.
We're like, goodbye.
Yes. Bye.
I feel weird, though, saying goodbye-bye.
Well, it's only a temporary bye-bye. It's more like a Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. See you soon. See you around.
In 5 years' time, we're going to be like, remember when we said, like, we're going away for a little bit, we'll be back later?
It's probably what's going to happen to us. Probably. Because you're like, yeah, you'll be able to podcast with a child. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
I'm not that confident. I don't have a child, but it seems like very distracting.
I can't even do it right now, and he's not even outside me yet. Oh, my God.
It depends. He might be chill. Maybe we can do an episode a year, and he just sits there and goes, blah.
I mean, we could try and just have him on the ground. No, I don't mean, like, in it. Not just laying there.
Just put him on the ground.
Put him on the ground. Well, I mean, tummy time's important. Yes. Here, have 3 to 5 hours of tummy time while Darrow and I procrastinate for ages about recording one thing.
Yeah, we'll be like, we have to record right now. He's having a nap. And then we'll talk about other stuff.
We could record during nap time.
Yes.
When he naps for a long time.
Yes.
But for the foreseeable future, it'll be like 20 minutes of napping, 3 hours of titting, napping titting. A bit more, titting.
Maybe the Two Flat Whites pod TikTok will just be small snippets of Ladu baby brain.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There have been quite a few of those moments. I'm trying to, I can't even think of examples of things that I've done that are baby brain moments because my brain seems to be wiped and reset every day.
Yeah.
That I can't remember anything.
Mm. You're like 50 first dates and every day you wake up and you're a little bit more pregnant and you're like, when did that happen?
Oh, yeah, she gets pregnant at the end of that movie. Does. Spoiler alert. That was one of my favorite movies. I've seen it so many
times. Massive spoiler.
Huge spoiler.
For like a 15-year-old movie.
Yeah, though. It's very, I think it's probably older than that.
Probably.
Are you okay?
It has Sam from Lord of the Rings. Yeah, one of Marie's hairs was trying to get in my eye.
Sam from Lord of the Rings in it. Yes. He's boof.
Yes, buff boy.
That is such a good movie. That was one of the movies that I had growing up, like, you know, had a set amount of DVDs. Mm. It was one of the ones that I had and that we watched all the time, just over and over again.
I had Shrek 2.
Yeah, and you had one CD, Shrek 2.
Also Shrek 2. I had Mean Girls.
Yes.
And I had Scary Movie 3.5. Oh, and Austin 3.5? Powers Double Pack.
What's 3.5?
It was like 20-minute extended edition.
Oh, I may have had the same one.
There you go.
Because I only ever watched Scary Movie 3 growing up. And also, Another movie I used to watch all the time was The Hot Chick. I don't know if anyone remembers that movie. I had it, like, used to play it on repeat. So funny. So funny. Oof. So funny.
I'm going to have to recrop it.
I'm not recording. Yes, I am.
Baby brain. Should we do a recap of what's happened in since it's been like a month since the last episode, recording wise, right?
Yeah. We record and then we kept trying to do it and then it just was not happening.
Because we're a week into February.
We are. I thought you said because we're weak.
Both.
We're weak and in February.
We're weak and it's February. When's baby due?
Baby's due
20 something.
The 21st of March. So go. I'm 34 weeks right now. So I've only got 6 weeks to go. And that's mental. If he's on time.
He'll be early.
I hope he'll be early because he's large. I just found out yesterday he's in the 80th percentile for like most of his measurements, which is nice, you know, nice to not have a small baby. But I mean, big babies are harder to get out of you. So I'm hoping that, you know, it'll just be timely and I won't be sitting here overdue with a gigantic baby inside of me.
Just be like, just cut him out.
What am I going to do? Oh, I can just imagine getting to the end and being like, do anything. Roll me down a hill if it gets him out. Roll me away. Roll me
down a river. Put me in a basket.
Drown me. I don't care. Get him out.
Because he's got 6 weeks of growing to do. What did you say? He's like, his weight has doubled in how many weeks?
Yeah, so my last scan was 28 weeks and he was 1.2 kilos. Mm. And then yesterday was 34-week scan and he was 2.5.
Yeah, shit.
So which is heavy for his
6 weeks. Maths.
More than doubled in 6 weeks. Yeah. That, and that's heavy for his gestational age.
And he keeps using his very long legs to kick you in the lungs.
The legs are the highest percentile, like 85 percentile, I think 85th percentile, she said. Which makes sense because my limbs are also way too long. It just hurts me inside, physically.
It's a shame your torso isn't way too long. A bit more space.
I know. I know. My legs are too long. My arms are too long. Can't the torso catch up, for God's sake? What's happened in the last month?
Yeah.
I've been planning for a baby shower, which we had at our house, which was more of a baby bash, if I'm honest, because it wasn't like a traditional like shower with just all women and then you're playing games and it's this lovely, you know, high tea. kind of.
You know women, you get more than 10 together and it's just a high tea. We had boys there to bash things around.
I don't know. I just... it meant that there were double the people that there would have been if I had something with only women. But it just didn't feel right to me to have a baby shower with only women because I was like, it's not just all about me. Yes, I'm the one growing the babe. And, I mean, all Nick did was inseminate me, but...
So clinical.
So clinical. But I just felt, I was like, there's two parents, like, we're equal parents. Literally. And I was like, we both want to celebrate.
It's sort of weird setting a weird standard, having a shower and being like, but girls only. It's like, what does the husband do during that time? Does he go watch a movie? What do people normally do? What a weird thing.
I've been to a couple and it's like, yeah... The guy's sort of just like hovering around or sometimes have come back like towards the end of the party to like help clean up and stuff. And it's like, this is your house and like we're celebrating your baby and like you're not here. I don't know. But I mean, I understand why people do it, but I didn't want to do that. And like, I mean, Nick didn't really care either way. He wasn't fazed about having a shower or not. And I wasn't really until it got closer to the end, and I was like, no, you know, it would be really good. Like, I don't care to the end, end of the pregnancy, end of my sentence, I think I said not long ago in one of my our other episodes.
Yeah.
But now it's all gone. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah, so I wanted it to be both because, you know, it's nice. And I, you know, don't care about, you know, getting showered with gifts and things like that and doing all the games and this and that. But it was more just about having everyone together for one last time to just celebrate and to celebrate, you know, the incoming arrival of this new babe and mm-hmm. just to have a nice loving day with everyone that we love. So yeah, it was nice.
Yes.
And I'm glad that everyone was here because it was just, yeah, and it was just chill. It was just like a get together, really.
Mm. Except Catherine.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was sad. Kunthi couldn't come. But, yeah, that's about it. Getting ready for that was, like, intense and I've just been nesting and, like, getting the house ready and cleaning things stupidly and exhausting myself. But it put a time limit on it because this is all stuff I wanted to do before baby came anyway.
Nice. But you played a game at the baby shower where everyone guessed baby details, including his name.
Yes.
But nobody guessed his name because you already have a name. But what was your favorite name that was guessed?
My favorite name?
Yes. What's the favorite name that somebody guessed for Babe Mo?
There were some good, some standouts were, I think the worst names that were guessed was were Albert and Brian. Like.
Albert, Brian.
They're not great. Moran. They're not great. I did appreciate, there was like really Italian names like Giuseppe, Giovanni. Luca, like Pablo, Paolo. Pablo's more Spanish. Hispanic.
Hmm.
You guessed. What did you say? Claudio.
Claudio.
Claudio, Alexi, Cantho, Moran.
Yes.
But yeah, and then afterwards it was like, ah, so full of love, but also sad because it's over, but also relief that it's over because now I feel like I can be very present with like getting ready to try and exit this child out of me and it's just been hard to focus on that with other things to focus on too. But yeah, I don't know. It's wild. It's getting really close. I'm like, it's you know, it's 6 weeks away and I'm like, how, that time's just going to fly. I've been pregnant for so long, like nearly 8 months and that's flown. And then imagine how much time's going to fly when he is here.
Yes. And that's when you realize how much time's flying because it's like, oh, shoot, my baby is three now.
I know. It's crazy. But, yeah, not much else. We've literally just – I've just been trying to get myself ready and get everything here ready, clearing out the house. Mm. What about you? What have you been doing the past month?
What have I been doing? I did my extras gig. That was very tiring, but very good.
Yes.
Nice to be back on set. I got paid for it today.
Woo!
Yeah. So the total amount I got paid was $1,900 for 4 days. But then my agent took 15%, which is fine.
15%'s a lot.
It is a lot. I thought it was 10%. Then I looked at it and I was like, that's more than 10%. Turns out they take 15, apparently. Maybe it's 15 for extras total? Gigs.
Sorry.
1,900 around
900. For how many days work?
4 days, but like 13 hour days. Like,
yes.
Mm, okay. And it was like over after hours days too. But then also, I got taxed like nearly $800. So I ended up with $800 from the 4 days. So what? I was like, ugh. I don't know if I'll get that back. And apparently, there's tax cuts coming in thanks to Albo, old Albanese, for low and middle income earners. Because last year I paid tax. We'll see how much tax I get this year. Anyway, I was like, oh, I was looking forward to topping up my bank account. It's like, well, never bloody mind.
So how is that? How does that make you feel at the end of the day after? So you did 13 hours a day times four?
Yep. Oh, like the last day was a little shorter. It was like 11 hours or something. How
many hours was it total? Like 40, 50 hours?
About, yeah, close to 50 hours.
Yeah, because 13 times three, that's 36. 29.
39.
And then plus 11. So, yeah, 50.
Yeah, about 50, yeah.
So then 50 hours, $800. So that would be like, you know, a work, like a, almost a full-time wage taking away $800 for the week.
See, this is mind-blowing because I'm about to go on contract for my day job.
Yeah.
And originally I was going to spread 3 days worth of work over 4 days just so I'm not working like full days.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Then I'll end up doing more work, like trying to cram things into the days I'm doing less. So I'm just going to do 3 full-time days a week.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And you'll end up working overtime on the probably on the days you want to work less hours.
Yeah.
But this was my question. Like, Okay, so like say that's like a decent $800 is like an okay wage to take home at the end of the day, right? Mm. For 50 hours work.
Yeah.
If you think about working full time, how much is
I earn about $900 a week now working with your casual, three full time hours.
So yeah, that's like $41,600 a year after tax.
Hmm.
I think that's what you would take home if you were earning like $65,000-$70,000 a year. Gross.
Tax is fucked.
Right? I don't know, I meant gross income, but it's gross. Also gross.
Yeah.
But that doesn't take into account that you're working until like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
So like that's including like time, like rate per hour because you're working at night. And what the hell?
Mm.
You lost so much money.
Yes, so much money because you get taxed more because it's a second job.
And so much to your agent.
Yeah, quite a bit to the agent.
How the freaking hell do people make a living out of this?
Literally. Honestly.
Because it's one thing to work 9 to 5 and earn that much money, but it's like, okay, I've worked 50 hours. Half of those hours are in owl time when owls are awake, right?
Yes. In owl time.
Very common reference, owl time.
Ooh.
Oh, that was very sad. Oh, povera me. He's an Italian owl.
Yeah, the Italian word for owl.
It just says poor me. No?
I don't know.
Owl? I don't. No? Were you going
to
tell me?
No, I was waiting for you to tell me.
Oh.
Owlio.
Owlo.
Like Owlio. Anyway, yeah.
Alfonso.
I like how you scooted back before you clapped.
Yes.
Don't make it too loud.
Shite.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, this is already 20 minutes.
Yeah, honestly. Okay, wrap it up. Two people got kicked off set for being inappropriate creeps.
Really?
Well, did I not tell you this?
No.
I think I sent you a voice note. You've probably forgotten, though. It was in the group chat.
I've either forgotten or not listened to it.
Because, like, Ladu, Kanthi was outraged.
What did they do?
I think he replied. Anyway. One guy kept sort of making comments at this woman who was like 23, asking, because we were paired up for one scene walking into this thing that I can't talk about.
You and
about.
This guy?
Me and this other woman who turns out she was 16, but anyway, I wasn't being a creep. This 23-year-old and this guy who was probably late 50s.
Yeah.
And then he was asking her to ask production to stay with him for the rest of the shoot.
That's weird.
Yeah, because he's like, I want her. This was his date.
I want her. She is mine.
Yeah, he was like, wanted her to be his date for the rest of the shoot. And she was like, no. And then he was asking where she parked. And then, like, he, knowing that the woman that I was paired with, the girl I was paired with was 16 and that his partner was 23, he said to me, we've got the hottest chicks here, mate. I wish we could have them all night. Yeah.
Creepo.
Yeah. And he also said to me, he's like, yours is 16. He's like, oh, you'll get 16 years for that. And I'm like, I'm not, that's not where my mind was going, buddy.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
This is so gross.
I know, it's so gross.
I feel like I'm so naive and I'm like, there's not that many people like that around. There are so many, but they only, like, guys like that only say shit like that to guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's all insular. But, like, you're not the type of male who would, like, keep that to yourself. Do you know what I mean? But there are so many other people that would keep something like that to themselves because they agree and they're like, oh, yeah. And it's, like, this disgusting, toxic masculinity going round and round in circles. And blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's like, how it's is gross. This still, like, such – and, like, after – literally after all the Me Too stuff, like, people. How are you, like – yeah, literally so uncomfortable. But anyway, this 23-year-old was talking to me about it and a couple of other people. And I said to her, because I've been on quite a few sets before, I was like, just talk to one of the ADs and they will remove him from set. Like, if he's making you uncomfortable. And she's like, you know, he's just saying these bad stuff. And then she's like, well, it's not bad. It's just, well, yeah, uncomfortable. I'm like, if he's making you feel uncomfortable, then it's bad. Like, just tell an AD.
Was he being, like, flirty with her?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, just making these remarks about her being the most beautiful girl here, blah, 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 blah. Where did you park? Can we stay together? Yeah.
most beautiful girl here. Where do you live?
Who's that wonderful girl?
Oh.
Anyway, shouldn't be joking. Anyway, so yeah, she told, literally like an hour later, we're inside, we were resetting after one scene, one shot, I should say. And I walked past her and she was like, oh, no, I walked past this random guy that I was talking to earlier and he was like, do you hear this guy got kicked off set? And I was like, oh, and I made eye contact with this chick that I was speaking to. And I walked past her as we were resetting. And she was like, I talked to an AD and he kicked him off like immediately. And I was like, fucking yeah, go you. Go the AD for not taking any crap.
So this was a 23-year-old girl.
Yes.
And a 16-year-old girl that was paired with you. So there was another guy that got kicked off set
as well? Yeah, and the other guy that got kicked off set was a bit more direct than this. So he was a similar age. I heard this secondhand, though I didn't witness it.
How old was the other guy that got kicked off?
Late 50s, I would say.
Oh, my God.
Like, quite old.
Oh, I thought he was our age.
No, 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 no. He was not our age
at
all.
Oh, my God.
He was quite grey. Yes, which was also, yes.
My jaw is to the floor.
Jaw to the floor, I was shocked. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yucky.
It is yucky. Yeah.
Oh, that's makes extra it worse. Yucky. Yeah. Okay. Because I mean,
it's bad regardless, but
because
yeah.
I said before, because they're young.
Oh, right.
I thought that they,
I thought you meant the gals are young.
No. Oh, yeah. Fucking hell.
Well, a man of a similar age was sitting at a table with an 18-year-old boy, and he made some comment to him. Oh, the boy was like, it was quite hot in there. So the boy said, I'm going to take my shoes off. The guy said, take your pants off too. Give me a rod on. Yes. Ladu is giving me a shock, open jaw, mouth, face.
Another jaw to the floor.
Another jaw to the floor. And then he kept trying to like put his hand on his hand and stuff. So then someone else from the table just went and immediately told AD and they just removed him. So
do you think these guys just do these extras gigs to try and pick up young people?
Maybe. Or maybe they just can't hold down normal jobs because HR keeps firing them. Like, but then it's like, it's so stupid because like your agent will get told and you'll get blacklisted.
Literally.
Like, the film industry doesn't take a lot of nonsense, you know? Like, they don't want any time wasters.
No, that like you're a nothing.
Yeah,
like,
literally. You are bottom
of
the barrel.
You are so replaceable. Yes. Like, there's no point in just fucking it up for yourself.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I heard like two other women telling me similar stories. And I said, you know, they're kicking people off. So if you want to. And they were like, nah, it's fine. That's not a big deal.
Oh, seriously? So it's
like, just like, I heard about four situations. Like, how many more were happening on one film set? That's crazy.
How many more were happening that were happening?
Yes.
How many were happening?
How many were
to people that were not. Oh, my God, my head.
Yes.
Not brave enough to speak up.
Yes. Or just so used to it, they were like, whatever.
Gross.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's gross.
And I house sat for a week. And
oh, yeah? In Carlton?
Yeah, house sat in Carlton North, which was lovely.
You snob.
Yeah, I turned into a snob for like a little while.
It must be nice living in the city, like in the, well, it's not in the city. That's like an inner suburb, Carlton, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like,
but it's
11
like
minutes on the tram into the city.
Yeah, everything's so convenient. I would like it for like, yeah, maybe like a month. And then I'd be like, get me the hell out of here.
I never thought about it until I started house sitting there. And I'm like, actually, it's really nice because it's quite a bit of park and stuff too. Like loads of good cafes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Then I had a breakup.
You did.
Yeah. Which is good.
I think it's good.
Yes, it's good. The right thing has happened.
I think you got what you deserved. I think
fresh starts.
You are far better off without this person in your life. I'm quite cross about the whole situation. You know when you're more upset about someone else's situation than they are about their own situation?
Yeah, well, you said to me, like, I don't know how you're not more angry, like, a while back. And I
you
was like,
you should have heard me at home. Like, Nemo was just like, what's happening? And I'm like, it's just this thing. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. And I don't know how you kept it so cool and calm because I was ready.
Yeah.
I was ready to message him.
Yourself.
I was so close. I was like, this person needs a stern word.
Stern word, yes, yes.
Anyway,
I was like tempted just to send your voice notes to him.
You should have.
Yeah.
You're the worst man I've ever met. Thank you for wasting my time.
Yeah.
He'll probably never listen to this anyway.
Yeah. Well, if he does, what are you doing?
Why I'd be surprised if he did.
I was surprised if he got this far. Most he probably would only listen to this episode and be like, oh.
Well, it would be the most effort he's put into your relationship.
Shazam!
So far to listen to this.
Yeah,
so.
Look, probably. Yeah,
good riddance to that person.
Adios, amigo. Good luck.
And little did you
and
know.
And he has one of my video games.
Are you serious?
Did I not tell you this part?
No.
I realised he has my copy of Breath of the Wild.
Get it, it's such an important game.
I know, it's a staple. And I was like, I was thought about putting it in the long message that
you
I sent.
You should have.
But then it would have been, I just feel like I'd put it in at the end in like one of the drafts and I was like, nah, it just totally takes the impact away. By the way, please give me back my game.
Like, I never want to see you again. You're the worst person I've ever met in my life. Good riddance. Please do never contact me ever again. By the way, please send me back my game.
Drop it off. We live really close. It's like you could just drop it in my letterbox. I might send another message later. Just be like, before you leave. Drop it off in my letterbox.
Yeah, let it cool off. Well, he hasn't replied anyway.
Yes, this is the last message I'll ever send you. Give me back my video game. Thank you very much. Or just keep it and transfer me for it. You can fucking buy it. I'll buy a new one. Like, whatever.
I wouldn't be giving that to him for free.
Yeah, well, I want it back.
Not a chance.
Not a chance. Not a chance hot chance in hell. How long have we been doing this and should we move on to our second only segment?
30 minutes. Yes, yeah, I think we should. All right, we'll go into the next segment. Quickly, and then we'll wrap up.
And then we'll die.
Okay, so another installment for you guys into the AI readings.
Very good.
Segment. What are they called? Segment. Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so yes, this is one I mentioned in the previous episode that I'd seen, and this was the first time I'd ever seen an AI bot write a script.
Oh, yeah, cool.
And it's for Batman. So, there's
and
a
you are, for background, a Batman fiend.
I love Batman.
Yes.
Someone got baby, one of our very good friends.
Someone got, oh, okay. Someone got baby.
It's, spoiler, it's
someone
me.
Got baby, one of our friends.
Someone, you know those comforters that are just a head with a blanky body?
Yes.
Someone got a Batman one for us. So cute.
Yeah, it's
so
nice.
Anyway, so there's this comedian called comedian and writer Keaton Patti. He forced an AI bot to watch.
Forced. Tied him up.
Tied him up. Waterboarded him. Starved him for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Sound torture. Sleep torture. All the above.
Yes.
Forced an AI bot to watch over 1,000 hours of Batman movies, and then asked it to write a Batman script,
nice,
of its own.
I'm ready.
And this is just the first page. I tried to look for more, and I really thought I'd be able to find it, and I just can't. But I remember reading this a couple of years ago, and it was quite funny. So here we go. Batman intro, traditional Batcave. Okay. Batman stands next to his Batmobile and uses his Batcomputer. He's sometimes Bruce Wayne, sometimes Batman, all times orphan.
You can't escape.
Caped Crusader, still an orphan.
You may be Batman with unlimited power and money, but you're still an orphan. Oh, that's sad.
Oh, blessed. Okay. So, Batman, this is now a safe city. I have punched a penguin into prison. Alfred, Batman's loyal battler? I'm assuming
Batler.
That should be battler. Battler!
You're just like, oh, look, a typo.
I was like, I'm assuming that's supposed to be Butler. But it's Batman Butler.
Battler.
Bat Butler. Okay. Alfred, Batman's loyal battler, carries a tray of goth ham. Alfred, oh my God, my skin hurts from laughing on my stomach. Okay. Alfred, eat a dinner, mattress Wayne. What? An explosion explodes. The Joker and Two-Face enter the cave. Joker is a clown, but insane. Two-Face is a man, but attorney. Everyone knows that lawyers are not human.
Yeah, yes, okay.
Batman, no, it's Two-Face and One-Face. They hate me for being a bat.
That's it. An orphan bat.
Batman throws Alfred at Two-Face. Two-Face flips Alfred like a coin. Alfred lands heads up, which means Two-Face goes home. Batman, it's just you and I, the Joker. Bat versus clown. Moral enemies. The Joker.
Moral or mortal?
Moral.
Okay.
The Joker says, I am such a freak. Society is bad. You drink water. I drink anarchy. Batman, I drink bats just like a bat would. Batman looks around for his parents, but they are still dead. This makes him have anger. He fires a bat rocket. The Joker deflects it with his sick sense of humor, a clownly power. The Joker says, I have never followed a rule. That is my rule. Do you follow? I don't.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, my God. Batman, Alfred, give birth to Robin.
Where's it come back from?
Alfred begins the process since it is his job. The Joker now has a present in his hand. He juggles it over to Batman. The Joker says, Happy Bat Day, Birthman.
It feels like it's sort of like trying to be a sick burn.
I know. Happy Bat Day, Birthman, you idiot. Batman opens the present since he's a good guy. Oh. It contains a coupon for new parents, but it's expired. This is a Joker joke. And that's the end.
The AI really focused in on him being an orphan.
It seems like that's the only thing it got right.
Coupon for new parents, but it's expired.
Oh my God, that was a lot funnier than I remember it being. I'm so glad I haven't read that in like 5 years.
I'm really glad it's only one page, actually, because I think that was really succinct. 1,000 hours of Batman, and this is what you come up with. Two-Face and One-Face.
Alfred, give birth to Robin.
It was his job.
Because
it begins the process.
Oh, my God. They hate me for being a bat.
Happy Batman.
Happy Batman.
Happy Bat Day, Birthman.
I think the audio is going to be so bad for this because it was so loud. So apologies, but far out. Oh, my God. That was so funny.
Oh. Well,
I'm hot. I'm so hot.
I know.
Right
whenever
now.
We start laughing, it's like, well, now we're baked.
Oh, I'm triple baked.
Well, you're nearly done baking that pork.
The pork. This pork is nearly cooked.
Nearly ready for my fork.
Oh, I'm so sweat.
Okay.
Let me have a sip of water.
Yes. Just got dehydrated laughing so much. Christ.
I'm for it.
For young.
I wonder.
I wonder.
Okay.
We've got a bonus treat for you today because we're going away for a while. And we thought, why not make our own AI-generated script for our future using ChatGPT? Okay.
Oh, my God. So, it's just not going to be as good as that.
It's not, though. Maybe we should start with this. Splice it in early. spat on myself. So far I have as the ChatGPT prompt.
Yeah.
Write a story about two co-hosts of the podcast Two Flat Whites going on a hiatus from recording in order to go on a fantasy adventure.
Mm.
It is a fight against good and evil, and it is absurd. Both of them have existential dread. Ladu is 8 months pregnant. She will soon be a mother. Daru is not pregnant. He will not be a father.
Mm.
Nemo is Ladu's husband. They have two cats, Marie and Toulouse.
What about you? Nothing.
Well, I don't have anything.
I'm alone.
I don't have a husband or cats.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, they put some dialogue things in. Okay.
We'll read one paragraph at a time and then we'll read our own dialogue.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Title, The Quest for Two Flat Whites. I hope you didn't get confused with with the name. It's actually been clever, you know. Okay. Once upon a time, in a land not too far from your favorite coffee shop, there were two podcast co-hosts, Ladu and Deiro, who embarked on an unexpected hiatus from recording to embark on a fantastical adventure.
Love it.
Yes.
Ladu, 8 feet. Ladu, 8 feet tall and pregnant. Why did I read it like that? Ladu, 8 months pregnant and filled with existential dread about impending motherhood, true, sat sipping her decaf flat white. I've had two coffees today.
I can tell.
While Deiro, equally filled with existential dread, but for entirely different reasons, tapped away on his laptop researching the latest internet memes.
Fair. One fateful day, as they contemplated the meaning of life over their third cup of coffee, a mysterious figure burst into the cafe. It was Nemo, Ladu's husband.
So mysterious.
So mysterious. How is that mysterious? Oh, it's Nemo. With Marie and Toulouse, their two adventurous cats perched on his shoulders.
Oh, nice. What on each shoulder? Oh,
sweet. Marie would never do that.
Never. She's too fat. Too fat to fit on a shoulder. There's not a chance.
You're going to have to voice your own husband.
Oh, okay. So this is this is Nemo speaking, Nick. Ladu, Deiro, we need your help. The fate of our world depends on it.
Ladu and Deiro exchanged bewildered glances, but before they could protest, Nemo grabbed their hands and whisked them away into a swirling vortex of caffeinated chaos.
They emerged in a land where good and evil battled for supremacy, where dragons roamed the skies and where the fate of the universe hung in the balance.
Nemo, you see, my friends, this realm is under threat from the darkest of evils. The only way to save it is to embark on a quest to retrieve the legendary Two Flat Whites.
What?
The only beverage powerful enough to defeat the forces of darkness. It's two beverages.
Two Flat Whites.
Deiro, wait, you mean we have to fight evil with coffee?
Nemo, precisely, but beware, for the journey will be perilous and the dangers unimaginable.
Oh, no. Undeterred by the absurdity of their task, Ladu, Deiro, Nemo, Marie and Toulouse set off on their quest, armed with nothing but their wits and an insatiable craving for coffee.
Along the way, they encountered all manner of fantastical creatures, from mischievous pixies to grumpy trolls, each posing a new challenge to overcome.
But as they drew closer to their goal, the weight of their existential dread grew heavier, threatening to consume them.
What? Oh, this is me. What if I'm not cut out to be a mother? What if I mess everything up?
Funny.
This is going to ruin the whole quest.
And what if my entire existence is just a meaningless cycle of internet memes and empty coffee cups? Well, shit.
But in their darkest hour, they found strength in each other and in the knowledge that even in a world filled with uncertainty, their friendship remained a constant.
Oh.
I don't know, like, if this actually happened, I don't know if we could pull each other out. I feel like we would just be stuck, like, on some fucking hill being like, I don't know what to do. I think we should just go home.
Yeah, maybe we should,
maybe
just,
we should just stay here and be, you know, perpetually paralyzed by the choices we have.
And then Nemo's going to be like, whatever, it's fine.
Yeah.
Mm. Finally, after facing countless trials and tribulations, they reached the fabled coffee temple where the two flat whites lay hidden.
Oh. With a mixture of trepidation and determination, they raised their cups high and took a sip, unleashing a wave of caffeinated energy that banished the darkness and restored peace to the land.
As they returned home, wary but triumphant, Ladu and Deiro realized that their greatest adventure was not defeating evil, but facing their own fears and uncertainties together.
And so, as they resumed their podcasting duties, they did so with a newfound sense of purpose, knowing that no matter what challenges lay ahead, they would always have each other and plenty of coffee to see them through. The end.
Ah.
That's nice. That's almost a bit metaphorical for the journey that we're about to embark on.
Yes.
So, you know, that's nice because it says at the end that we come back to podding with more purpose and, you know, newfound sense of self-worth.
Self-worth. They get funnier, more crazy. I think we should probably give up, but I'm also kind of curious. Ladu has long legs.
Oh, my God. That was so funny. I mean, no, it wasn't that funny. It wasn't as funny. What?
Ladu. What if I'm not ready to be a mother? What if my legs aren't long enough to reach the two flat whites?
We should have read this one.
What if my entire existence is just a series of caffeine-induced hallucinations? Stop talking so much about me liking coffee and memes.
Okay. All right.
We can just do this for our own fun later. We can do this
forever. That was good. I liked that. I liked the addition of make it funnier and add my long legs in. The next thing would be add my long arms and see what happens.
Oh, yes.
Oh, but that was good. Okay. That was a nice little ending there. Cute.
Metaphoric. Goodbye.
And goodbye. Goodbye. See you, bye. That's the end. That's the end for the foreseeable future.
Yes.
Season 4.5. Hope you enjoyed these last two little installments. This did not end up being a short episode. I thought it was going to be like 20 minutes.
I thought maybe we'd end up going a little long, but...
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for sticking around if you have stuck around thus far. But yeah, we will... We'll see you when we see ya.
Yeah. Keep in contact with us on social media. Tell us what you want to see in the future when we return.
I don't know when we'll be back, but keep an eye on our socials if you're interested because we'll probably put it on there when we're going to return. I have no idea. It will depend on how my life turns out.
Yep.
Basically.
Yep.
But yes, thank you for being along on this journey so far. Our little hiatus won't be forever, but... It shall continue, definitely.
Oh, the pod or the hiatus?
The pod. The pod will continue, definitely.
Yes. Hello, future Deiro and Ladu, listening back on this episode to see what we got up to in our final episode before our 5-year hiatus.
Could you imagine?
I could, but I hope not.
Anyway, if you like what you hear, as always, please share with your friends and fam online. And like our stuff, share our stuff on socials, and, yeah, stay in touch with us. We'll be on there chit-chatting and sharing memes because Deiro is obsessed with memes, apparently.
Apparently.
According to ChatGPT. Is it ChatGPT or GT?
GPT.
GPT. I always get all the letters mixed up. But, yes, we love you guys, and we hope you've enjoyed these last two installments and the last, you know, however many years we've been doing this.
Yes.
We'll,
Technically 5 years.
Technically 5 years. But yeah, we shan't be gone for long. We'll see what happens.
Yes. Good luck on your motherhood journey, Ladu.
Thank you. Good luck on your acting journey for that you paid to the tax man.
Oh, yes. Mm. Thanks.
Anyway, all right. Well, it's been fun. We'll see you guys soon.
And siesta forever.
Siesta forever. See you around.
Adios.